The Leaf. Once a leaf had a premonition of fall. It happened on a long August afternoon, in a transient epiphany that came and went with no more herald than an equally brief cooling of the air. Certainly, nothing as dramatic as the ups and downs in temperature often felt when thunderstorms rolled in at this time of year to rearrange the sky. At such times, the leaf would have to keep its head low as sudden gusts raced through the orchard, wrenching fruit from every tree. Strong limbs and trunks were not safe then, let alone leaves. No, the afternoon of the leaf's premonition was like any other at the height of the growing season. The hours lingered on as if the summer heat made them lethargic and unwilling to make room for newcomers. And when twilight came, it would seem, just as it had the day before and the day before that, less an end to their contented drowse than an invitation for them to sprawl a while longer under the stars. What made the leaf sense the momentary change in the air wasn't the change itself, in fact, but a strange whisper running through the maples higher up the slope at the same instant. A rustle of red and gold, where before they'd been only muted green for months. Then it was gone, and the maples sank back into their familiar hush. The leaf waited for the brilliance to return, hoping it would stay longer this time, at least long enough to reveal whatever secret lay behind its power to light an entire hillside with so much beauty, and then die away. Nothing had prepared the leaf for such magnificent waste. The abrupt transformation of familiar ground into what must resemble the groves of Eden, an Eden seemingly created only to fade from view. In the days that followed, the summer steadily reasserted itself and blurred the leaf's memory of that extraordinary afternoon. Had those maples really burst into red and gold, it came to ask, or was a world on fire with such beauty only a mirage, a delight more fleeting even than the lambent shimmer itself? As August yielded to September, and September to October, without a repeat of the vision, the leaf all but gave up trying to settle the matter. It ceased to care if it could or not, nor whether the other leaves on its own tree accepted what it claimed to have seen, or dismissed it as an outlandish delusion. Rather, it held to what remained of the exhilaration felt in those few moments, held to that excitement as if the feeling itself were red and gold and real enough to still all doubts. No red could be more alive or gold more luminous, the leaf remained convinced. Instead of being parceled out over months, all the possibilities of the long season of growth had stood there at once in radiant fullness. The earth's promise summed up in a blazing crown, a beauty more compelling precisely because it must pass so soon. Could beauty that endured be half this bright? The leaf wondered, as it felt the chill of the October mornings deepen, and noticed the sky was turning a crisper blue, and saw the sunlight on its own edges begin to glow as it hadn't all year.